Welcome back to Mental Health Matters, and you are listening to KRUU's Mental Health Matters with Dr. Scott Terry. Today we got a great show, full lineup of people, and a really interesting discussion we're going to have. So today we're going to be talking about, Kyle, why don't we introduce the subject? What are we talking about?
We're talking about the new law in Tennessee that has come up recently. What is that law, Danielle?
So a bill was passed in Tennessee that protects counselors and therapists who can refuse clients because of their sincerely held principles.
Well, the whole notion of protection is a whole interesting concept. So we're going to talk about this. You are listening to KRUU 100.1 on your FM dial. The shows are now all archived on KRUU, and you could also find them on the YouTube channel. What's that YouTube channel? Art and Counseling Center YouTube channel. And you could look it up there. And they're made into videos, which makes it kind of fun. We're going to have the words on there so people could listen or watch if they can't see the... they can't hear. So you can check that out if you're interested in past shows. If you're wanting to connect with us, got some good ideas, or have some questions, Danielle, what's our...
You can reach us at scott@ardentcenter.com. That's S-C-O-T-T at A-R-D-E-N-T-C-E-N-T-E-R.com.
Okay, great. So let's get into things. Today we have Elizabeth, Kyle, and Danielle.
Woo!
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
All right. Okay, so let's get into the subject. Elizabeth, was there something else you were going to talk about?
Yes, I just wanted to mention an upcoming event. It is the Hope for Life concert on Saturday, May 21st at 7:30 p.m. at the Sondheim Center. There's a website. You can look it up. It's a concert that is a to promote suicide awareness and foster community.
That website is fairfieldacc.com. Fairfieldacc.com.
And it's that's a free concert.
Free concert, really. And people could actually get there a little earlier if this is something they're interested in. It's great.
It's called Hope for Life.
Hope for Life. Okay. All right. And they actually, I think, have to a website. Let's see. Hope for... here, Danielle, can you read that website?
Yes, it is hopeforlifeevents.org. That's HOPEFORLIFEEVENTS.org.
Okay.
But we're not promoting it.
We're not promoting it. We're just simply
just
saying...
just if you're interested.
We just spent a whole 2 minutes on it, but we're not promoting it.
But it's an interesting thing where, you know, it's always... nice when community people are trying to do something to make a difference. And everybody here should always be thinking how they can make a difference in the lives of others so they can make a life and difference in themselves. It's an interesting concept of this notion of balance, because if you're lost in yourself, you're depressed, you're anxious, you've got something going on, volunteering, trying to do something to make a difference to a friend, to a family member, to a community, well, is the best thing you could possibly do to help yourself, because it gets you out of your own skin and it gives you a purpose in life, a focus, a dimension of you being able to create other possibilities in this world. But some people get lost in that and become too much about helping others. They become codependent. So what does that mean, Danielle?
Codependent is when we rely on other people to rely on us.
Interesting way. So it's like everything. You don't want to become a narcissist and make it all about you, and you don't want to become a codependent and focus all on others. Everything is about balance. And that's what we always got to keep coming back to in all our relationships. And so even in the relationship within yourself, I'm having a relationship to me. And my relationship is that I am now stuck in my depression or anxiety for whatever reasons. Stop with the judgment or the shame or the guilt or the remorse. You know, I got you feel depressed or anxious or sad or confused. Every one of us goes through everything. Every single one of us has been in pain. The question always isn't what's the pain. What's the question, Danielle?
What are we going to do with it? What are we going to create from it?
That's right.
Revenge.
Or not. So it's coming up. Yeah. So
I was just going to say, you know, when we talk about the idea of balance, to getting into kind of the topic for today's show, you know, they passed a law recently in Tennessee that now therapists and counselors, it protects them from, basically they can refuse to see clients if clients don't share the same beliefs as they do, which is an interesting concept because it actually goes against what the American Counseling Association Code of Ethics states, where that's more, you don't see clients based on skill level and competency, not based on personal values.
So there are legitimate reasons to not see somebody. Mm-hmm. As a therapist, mm-hmm. there certainly are reasons to not see somebody. So, Danielle, you're a new therapist.
Yes.
And so there's certainly reasons for you to not see somebody.
Right, absolutely. You know, if there's, let's say, for example, maybe clients who, I haven't had a lot of experience working with clients who have experienced sexual abuse or sexual trauma. So that's not to say that I can't learn the skills. That's not to say that I can't have the training to eventually become competent enough or skilled enough to work with those clients. But at this current point in time, I may say I don't have those skills or the abilities to work with that client set, and then go from there, you know, continue to work on my skills, continue to receive supervision surrounding those clients, and then eventually have the ability to work with them.
So in our field, if you're being supervised, which you are,
correct,
apparently by some crazy person, so if you're being supervised and your supervisor says, I can supervise you because I have expertise dealing with trauma, which I do, then I could supervise you through a case.
Correct.
But you might have something that, let's take the same difficult example, that you're dealing with something that's outside my realm of expertise.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not an expert and I don't have that expertise, then you shouldn't be seeing that client.
Correct.
That's a standard protocol. That's how we all are trained.
And that's to make sure, you know, that's in the grand scheme of things, that's to look out for the well-being of the client. Because as therapists, as counselors, we're still humans. And so, you know, the goal is we don't want to do more damage to the clients. We're obviously, you know, the number one thing is to look out for clients' well-being. And so with this law being passed, it's an interesting concept because it's not saying that if the therapist doesn't have the skills, it's saying that if the therapist has personal values, then they can refuse to see a client who does need the help, who they could potentially help, but they're not going to.
And then that client might not be able to get services.
Right.
So let's say you're in a rural area and there's not other therapists who can see you appropriately. But there's the other side to this argument. And it's an interesting thing the way it's phrased, protect. Who are you protecting? Are you protecting the client? Are you protecting the therapist? Are you protecting the lawyers, the politicians who don't want to deal with stuff, who are, you know, catering to their, you know, certain population because they don't want to deal with something?
Right.
I mean, who are you protecting?
So certainly, I think if a therapist believes that it's wrong to be gay, and they're seeing a client who's gay, they're going to do damage to the client. So I'd rather that person referred the client to somebody else, actually. But I don't... So I... The way that I have always thought about this is that the field of therapy has certain implicit moral views, and in order to be a therapist, you have to subscribe to those views. Those views include, it is okay to be gay, it is okay to be transgender, it is okay not to conform to certain expectations regarding sexuality or gender. And so if that is no longer, maybe I'm mistaken in thinking that that was the case ever, but I had the impression that in order to be a therapist, it was essential to have those views. Scott, can you?
Yeah, I mean, it's also kind of, it's an interesting kind of concept to sort of say, well, then what's different about this than if I'm a surgeon or a doctor? And I'm going, you know, I don't want to work with somebody because, you know, they're different than I am. So maybe they're gay. Maybe they're transgender. Maybe, okay, let's go into something else. Maybe they're of a different ethnicity or a different race, different, you know, religion. Where does it end? Where do you sit there and say that? But as a therapist, if I can't get over myself, if I'm going to have prejudice, so to speak, against somebody, how can I work with anybody? Because everybody, nobody's the same as me, and we're all the same, we're all different, right? So, Elizabeth, you happen to be of a different gender than I am.
Uh-oh.
I know. So does that mean I can't work with you? You know, you might have a different disorder. Now, there's something different between expertise and then having the difference between that and gender. So we're mandated in therapy to go by a code of ethics. And if we're not finding that, then we're in trouble. Just like medical doctors, you know, the Hippocratic Oath. They're there to do no harm, mm-hmm. right? Well, if we're harming somebody by not helping them, you're right. But on the other hand, well, what if I'm so prejudiced? Well, then maybe you should look at being in this field.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking like it's not that, so people who are prejudiced in that way, it's not just that they shouldn't, that they should be able to say, no, I don't want to see you, client. It's that they should, I don't think they should be therapists at all.
Maybe. I mean, and I think that's, you know, when you think about, for me as a kind of a therapist in training and, you know, working towards that, I think about why I got into this field, and it wasn't to push an agenda. It wasn't to push my beliefs on other people. It was to help people. It was to help people through times in their lives where they're struggling, they're trying to get through something, and I'm there, you know, despite what their religion, race, economic status, despite the type of person, you know, that they are, my job is to help them. So I guess my question then comes into play, if you have therapists that are getting into this field and they're in it to push an agenda, are they in the wrong field? Should they, because if this can happen with therapy where we're trying to help people, who's to say that it can't happen with doctors or businesses or banks or, you know, whatever it is, restaurants?
You know, I actually think that we do have an agenda. A lot of us do. I think we're pushing an agenda. Our agenda is acceptance of people. So
doesn't that become another agenda?
I think it is. Essentially.
By the way, I'd like to even extend that and say our agenda is also to create discussions and conversations. And so if you guys want to start a thread on Facebook or start a tweet or anything about any of our discussions, do so and see what other people have to say about it. What do other people have to say about the discussion going around the laws in Tennessee?
Because, again, we're not here to be right or wrong, and especially in this show. Mm-hmm. We're just here to have a discussion. We're here to get you guys to think for yourselves what you mm-hmm. want to create, what works for you in your life. You are listening, by the way, to KRUU 100.1 on your FM dial, Mental Health Matters with Dr. Scott Terry. And today we're talking about the Tennessee law that just passed the other day, similar to the bill that just passed in North Carolina. I know it's been proposed in Mississippi, and I know there's some other states as well. And they're certainly wanting to try and pull out a little bit in Mississippi because now they're losing all this business. But is that the reason to not have a discrimination bill? Because you're going to lose business? Where do we do the right thing? And by doing the right thing, do we now have another agenda? Are we saying, okay, my agenda is that I won't have an agenda? Is that an agenda in and of itself?
Yeah, see, I think I feel a little more militant about this than you guys do. I don't know. Like, the way I frame it in my mind is I personally have an agenda. My agenda includes a set of values, and when I come across people who are not living by those values, which which includes acceptance of people of other sexual orientations, I think they're wrong. And I know that kind of black and white thinking is problematic, and maybe it would be helpful to try to get inside the mentality of other people, but I'm not going to pretend that, you know, I'm neutral. I'm not. And I don't think anyone actually is neutral. I don't think there's such a thing as moral neutrality.
So you can have an opinion, but that doesn't mean that, and again, we're talking about therapy here, but we could just as easily be talking about any field. We could talk about you just hanging out with your buddy and what's the difference when you're hanging out with your buddy and you've got an agenda. Now, does that make it wrong or right, or is that the wrong concept to even be saying wrong or right? You know, I mean, if I'm, you know, just because I sit there and say I'm into inclusiveness and I'm into openness, well, maybe that doesn't work for the other person. So am I imposing my values? Is that wrong, so to speak?
And I think it's, you know, as therapists too, it's our job, you know, of course, we all have our opinions. We all have our views and the way that, you know, we think things should be right or wrong, you know. So, but does that mean that if somebody comes into my office and has completely separate views than I do, am I going to kick them out because I don't believe the same thing? Or am I going to sit there as a therapist because it's my job and be open to this person, hear where they're trying to come from? What has happened in this person's life that this is where it's brought them? Mm-hmm. What has gone on? Help me understand why this person thinks the way that they do. And for all I know, you know, maybe they can teach me something or make me realize something that I haven't. So it's not, I don't think it's so much about, for me, it's not so much pushing an agenda. It's having that openness to hear people's views. You know, so on the one hand, as a therapist, we think, you know, we were talking about this bill in Tennessee, and is it, you know, right, wrong? You know, on the other hand, it's like, well, even though we are therapists, we're human too. So should we have the right to say, no, I don't believe what you're saying, so get out of my office, I can't see you anymore?
Let's say you have... let's say that you're a therapist and one of your clients is a therapist who is in Tennessee and wants to deny other clients, deny gay clients the right to see them. As a therapist, how would you handle that? Would you kick them out?
Yeah, exactly. Now, am I prejudiced against somebody having prejudice? Or, you know, it's like at what point, you know... If you're hanging out with your buddy or anyone else, even in a professional capacity, you have a right to have an opinion. But I think you need to get to what's the deeper issue here. So if I'm dealing with somebody who their belief system is getting in the way of them being better of for themselves, not in a way that works for me, but for them, then it becomes an issue. So... if I'm talking to somebody, to a client, and they hold a belief system, let's say it's a fundamentalist belief system, regardless if it's Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, we could be fundamentalist about work, about a lot of things in life, you know. My issue isn't in the fundamentalism, is that more all or nothing black and white kind of thinking, is that helping them, or is that you go on?
It's like I have friends, you know, in the movement that thoroughly believe
movement mean
the transcendental meditation movement. And they thoroughly believe, you know, that you know, your situation, if you're in a bad situation, it's because of karma, or if you're you know, if you...
Oh, it's written in the stars.
It's written in the stars. It's Jyotish, or et cetera, et cetera. You know, every sort of TM movement line you can throw out there, or jargon you can throw out there. And I can be friends with these people and have my own different views, you know. I can have my own views, and they can have their own views. And I can listen to them tell me about their own views. And some people, it's harder than others because some people, they try to get me to believe their own views. They say, like, you're an idiot if you don't believe it my way. And other people are like, this is just what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, is it the counselor's job to make the person believe what they believe? Or is it the counselor's job to help them get through a situation and create change in their life, do good things in their life and get them out of a bad situation, help them get into a good situation, and
whatever that looks like.
Whatever that looks like.
See, my thing is, that's thinking short term. Mm-hmm. You know, the kind of work that I do is I might do a solution-focused kind of mentality short-term to shift a relationship issue or whatever's going on. But what I'm more concerned is fundamentally, how did their thinking pattern get them stuck in this bad situation to begin with, right? I don't want to teach somebody to, give them a fish. I want to teach them how to fish. I want to get them so that they don't get in bad situations in the future, so that they fundamentally shift the system of how they work in life.
I just want to point out how many times we've used the words good and bad.
Good
Kyle
point.
Was doing that. You were doing that.
Yeah.
So a good situation, a bad situation, thinking in a good way, thinking in a bad way. All of these things, if you get abstract enough, these things could all be subjective too. These could all be opinions. So where does it end? Where do we say as therapists, you know, this is what we recognize as a good life, this is what we recognize as a bad life?
Well, and I think that's why, you know, I bring up whatever that the phrase, whatever that looks like. Because good, bad, right, wrong, that's all about perspective. And it's that it doesn't necessarily mean that it's reality. I think, though, big picture, you know, we think about this. When you think about the therapist serving the client, the one thing about this bill that I will say is this bill now no longer makes it about the client. It makes it about the therapist. Mm. The whole thing, when you think of why clients come to therapy and counseling, it's supposed to be about them. What is it that they're trying to create? Where is it that they're trying to go? What is it that they
Your
want?
Your agenda
in that
is
life?
Irrelevant.
Right.
Who
this
you
is
are.
About
yeah.
them. This isn't about me as the therapist. This is about the client and only the client. When you start to get things like this in a play or you start to have these discussions, you start to think, okay, wait, now this is starting to become about me. And then in that instance, you're going to end up doing more damage.
And
to
you essentially as a therapist are irrelevant. You're here to serve a need.
Right.
You know, they hire you. You're here to help. And who are you to deny helping somebody? It's kind of like I might be, you know, I'm a Chicago guy and there's a lot of homeless people in Chicago. And I might see some guy who is doing drugs or something that I might not approve of or think is healthy. Who am I to first judge that person for whatever reason they're there, but also to say, you know, you're a terrible person, so, you know, I've got this extra apple here and I'm not going to feed you. It's like, who am I, you know, like maybe I don't want to give you money for drugs if that's what I think you're going to do, but who am I to sit there and say, I've got an extra apple or this, you know, protein bar that I'm not going to try and help feed you? I mean, what kind of person am I?
Well, and I think it's true. It goes back to this idea, Elizabeth, you were kind of touching on, you know, what is good and bad. And I think that looks different for everyone. What's, you know, maybe for somebody drugs are good.
What do you do if you have someone, say, from the KKK and what they want
to
create?
I can't believe I was about to say that. I'm so sorry.
And,
whoa.
Well, I was just thinking the way Elizabeth
were you
thinking
would
think.
In my
okay.
So what do you do if you have someone who's in and what they want to create is killing off, you know, people that KKK wanna, you know, sort of
whoever the hell.
Exactly.
Hate me. I'm sure they would hate me. So
yeah,
right. Yes. So what do you do?
Do you then what say that's bad that they want to do that?
No. I would get to a bigger picture.
Right.
And the bigger picture is what, you know, they're coming in because their relationship isn't working, or they're coming in because something isn't working in their life.
Or they're having these ideations about killing some population.
Oh, yes.
And now they're having homicidal thoughts. And now we've got an even bigger issue of,
or they're coming because they're having doubts of the Klan,
or they're angry. You know, they're stuck in their anger. Well, is this way of thinking helping them to do that? It's like the fundamentalist thing. Regardless of what the fundamentalism is, you know, you're missing the bigger picture of what's behind it. So somebody's into Jyotish or astrology or some other thing, and it's like they feel that it makes a huge difference to how they see the world. That's great. I don't have a problem with the whatever the philosophy is that's bringing them. What I have a question is, what are we now doing with that? Okay, so the stars are saying that, you know what, you're in trouble and things are bad and you're going to lose all your money and you're going to do this and this, bad, you're in a bad time. Okay, then instead of sitting there saying, woe is me, get up and go, what can I create from this? So we all have limitations. The question isn't about our limitations. The question is, what are we going to create from those limitations?
Absolutely. And I think it does. It all goes back to big picture, because you could take any scenario. I mean, you could look at individuals who think that it's okay to have sexual intercourse with little children, you know, and if you get stuck on that ideal and that, oh, this person, they're such a horrible person. It all goes back to what's the bigger picture. And as therapists, I think that's what the role is to try to get there. It's not getting stuck on this, oh, you have this bad thinking, let me try to change it. It's what's that bigger picture and how can we move forward from it?
Right. So I have this bigger picture. I have this small belief, let's say small and large, that women are these terrible people and they should be subjugated to me, or these children, or these whoever, you know, I'm against. You know, it doesn't really matter. Okay, great. So how is that making my life better? How does that help me connect to anybody else? How does that allow me to be human? You know, so it's like the belief system isn't the biggest thing. It's what's behind that. And yes, that belief system we could say is, in quotes, wrong or doesn't. But the bigger point is that belief system doesn't work for them, for their lives, and for the lives of those around them.
So I think something I'm detecting from you guys is this really strong belief that underneath prejudice, or underneath any kind of unhealthy behaviors, there's pain. And underneath that pain is a person who's actually going to behave in a tolerant and accepting way in the world. So that when you strip away the pain, you come to a place where that person isn't hurting people anymore. Am I correct in reading that?
It's not only not hurting anybody, it's not hurting themselves, so they don't need to hurt anybody else.
Right.
We're all in pain, as we started with. Every one of us is in pain. Every one of us has had difficulties, and we're just about out of time, but every one of us has gone through something. So who's ever listening to this, you've had difficult times. We've all had difficult times. The question isn't about the difficult times, it's what are we going to create from them. So when we get back to this law, it's about what can we create to make life better.
Absolutely. And yeah, I just want to thank everybody for listening. And, you know, there's no right or wrong. We're not saying things are right or wrong. We're just kind of saying, you know, life is, it's about balance. And if you do need anything, please reach out.
Thank you.
And thank you. And you are listening to Mental Health Matters, KRUU 100.1 on your FM dial. Have a great day, everyone. And do stay in touch. Bye.
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 Bye.